Hare Krishna. Today I got an inquiry from Shilpa Karni, who said it was the 42nd anniversary of Radha Landanishwara's installation. And I don't have their calendar at hand, but as far as I always know, Odan Shasti is when Radha Landanishwara was installed, which comes at the end of the month. On the 30th. But I'm happy to speak about Radha Landanishwara, since the 30th also is going to be the last day of our reading of Navavraja Mahima. It's just likely that I may not be able to do a live podcast at that time, so why not speak about Radha Landanishwara now? I first saw Radha Landanishwara. I first saw them on the cover of one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And I first saw them in person when I stopped in London for a few days, which must have been in 1979. Yes, I think I was on my way to Mayapur, and that's when I was going to take sannyas, and I stopped there, or stopped there for a few days, and at that time Soho Street was still under construction and they were still in Bury Place, and I went to Bury Place. That was the only and the first and last time that I saw Bury Place Temple, and I saw Radha Landanishwara there, and at that time I went to Soho Street. Was under construction. Rancho Prabhu was there working in the temple. Temple room was almost finished. All the arches and everything. It was very, very nice. And then, of course, I was in the UK full time from 1980 until 2002 or 2003. When I then withdrew as the GBC of the UK to become full-time GBC for Hungary. And since that time, I visit England, and generally I get the opportunity to have darshan of Radha Landanishwara as well. Of Radha Landanishwara. Of course, Radha Landanishwara were the first deities that Srila Prabhupada installed. And he sort of kidnapped them from some Indian society that were going to install them. And kidnapped them in the sense that they were going to install them, but they thought that the deities were a little damaged. And then they gave the deities to ISKCON. And so in 1969, Srila Prabhupada installed Radha Landanishwara as the first Radha Krishna deities in ISKCON. And Prabhupada had said that Landanishwara's face was just like the face of Lord Krishna, calling him a sweet young boy. They are very, very beautiful deities, very, very merciful. Anyone who's ever tried to live in downtown London is a brave person, but if you've lived in downtown Soho Street, it's an extraordinary place. It's noisier at night than it is during the day. They're constantly drunks, violence, gay pubs next door, so many other things going on. It's the nightlife section of London. And we're right in the heart of it, and Lalanishwara are also right in the heart of it, and they're kind enough to stay there and be there. I had always thought that if I had the opportunity to rebuild the temple, Soho Street Temple, then the whole wall because the deities are on the first floor, I would take out the windows, I would take out the whole wall and just make that all a glass window. So that means anyone from downstairs in the street could just look up and they could have a darshan of the deities. They're very, very, very kind, very tolerant, very patient deities. And they were, you could say, one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite deities. In a letter, devotees at that time asked Srila Prabhupada whether, you know, there's this song, Jai Radha Madhava, Jiva Goswami Prandanahe, and different deities of Vrindavan. So devotees had asked whether in Kirtan at the end they could sing Jai Radha Nandishwara Prabhupada Prandanahe, and Srila Prabhupada said yes. So Prabhupada was very, very fond of Radha Nandishwara. And he said something to the effect that Krishna has tricked you all. He's come here personally to London in the form of a deity, or rather that you think that he's a deity, but actually he's Krishna in person. Prabhupada had instructed that Radha Nandanishwara be worshipped along with Giriraj. Although it was not until like 85 or 86 that actually the Govardhan Shila that's now being worshipped with Radha Nandanishwara are there. I used to, as GBC, I used to spend Janmashtamis during the day at the manor, preaching and so on. And then in the evening, around 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, I would go to Soho Street and spend midnight and midnight RT over there, and then go back again to the manor, because generally darshan would go on till 2, 3 in the morning on Janmashtami, because there would be so many guests, and see Radha Gokulnanda then. And that was a regular feature. Nandanishwara has this very, very beautiful smile, very mild smile, you can say. And Srimati Radharani is also equally enchanting, equally captivating. Prabhupada installed them on Odan Shasti, which maybe 42 years ago fell on November, whatever it is today, 21st, but now it falls 9 days from now. And that was also a very exciting event, because the way the deities were, and I saw them as well, the way the deities were set was that Radha Nandanishwara was a very narrow temple room at Bury Place. So Radha Nandanishwara was at the bottom, and above them, on the platform, was Lord Jagannath. And because the construction wasn't so well thought out, so just at the very last minute, it appeared that while the Abhishek was taking place, that the platform above would actually fall. And there was Srila Prabhupada, who, during the bathing, sort of leaped up and held the columns that held the platform on which Jagannath was then sitting. So as usual, Srila Prabhupada saved the deity, saved Radha Nandanishwara. And a very, very wonderful thing, which I'll close with, although a lot more can be said, was that after the installation, and when Srila Prabhupada then left London, I think he stayed between being at Tittenhurst Park, Lord John Lennon's place, and then living in London. He stayed 2 months, maybe 3 months, in London, and finally the crowning event was the installation of Radha Landanishwara, and then Srila Prabhupada went somewhere else. But before he went, and at that time Jamuna Devi Dasi was the head pujari, then Srila Prabhupada told us he left, took darshan, and then he said, if you just worship deities like I showed you, he says, then your life will become perfect and you'll go back to Godhead. And then Prabhupada left. So that was 42 years ago that took place. ISKCON's first Radha Krishna deities, most wonderful Radha Krishna deities, who are the Ishwara, the real controllers of London. Radha Landanishwara ki jai.